deserve. But I'm in, not out of my place is placeless. My trace is traceless. Never get me down, get back. My place is placeless. My trace is traceless. Never get me down, get back. My place is placeless.
Bringing you the largest music library in podcasting today.
Music.podshow.com.
Magnitude, we are not evil.
IOTA PromoNet and Populux Records, as well as exclusive content from other independent artists.
It's Average Joe Radio. Subscribe today in iTunes or at averagejoeradio.blogspot.com. Dive deep. Welcome to episode 32 for July 12, 2007, The Truckee Brothers.
Hey folks, this is The Truckee Brothers.
Hey.
We want to talk to you about internet radio.
Yeah, man.
Internet radio has been a way for us to get our music to you.
That's right.
It gives us a chance to be heard.
Yeah.
A recent decision by the Copyright Royalty Board is threatening to silence independent artists like us and significantly limit what you get to hear. But change starts with people like you out there.
Yeah, you.
Call or write your congressman today.
You spell check.
And let them know that you don't want internet radio silenced.
Oh, and make sure you don't have, like, caller ID and stuff like that so they can know what number you are, because they'll fine you, man. I know. They'll fine you.
And then after you take care of that, you can also visit SaveNetRadio.org.
.org, not .com.
For more information on how to help. You may never know how important internet radio is until you can't hear it any longer. You hear that?
I hear it playing.
That's internet radio gone.
Sounds like a plane.
It's without internet radio.
Calling out! Mayday! Calling out Mayday!
That was Formula Zero in the opening by Truckee Brothers. And this is the first of four great episodes coming up in the month of July, each of which will feature a particular artist who is gracious enough to provide some free music, some free CDs, for me to give away in the Song of the Day giveaway. More about that giveaway a little bit later in this episode, but now the song that you just heard the teaser for in that internet radio promo, this is Mayday.
I'm at war with the obvious.
The Truckee Brothers have been quietly breaking in their new album, Double Happiness, with a month-long residency at a dive bar in a seedy area of San Diego. The wall-to-wall crowd is self-absorbed, unresponsive, and typically short on attentiveness. In other words, perfect to rehearse these new songs in front of. If they can win these people over at this watering hole, well, Pete spots a punter in front of the stage grooving with his girl and asks him if he wants the Truckee Brothers to play something cool. Pete knows he's helping him impress the girl. Nodding deliberately, Katie Truckee stabs into the guitar riff for Kiss My Komodo, throwing his guitar behind his head while playfully roasting the front row guy with his fearless 6'4" baritone. Diving into the fray, Ott and Hemi steal the song back from Katie, reminding everyone of how much this rhythm section kills. Then, with impish delight, the band stops on a dime and eases into the mellow, piano-driven tune called Spectre, pounding out an unforgettable motif in octaves, and somehow making the piano eventually sound cool. Dangerous, even. Katie is joined by Pete as they begin to harmonize, Katie's baritone and Pete in a complimentary crisp tenor. Their pitch is sincerely spot on, their harmonies locked, a rarity in an era of unsophisticated screamers and whiners in male-driven rock. The lyrics are downplayed yet surly, like the bully at the back of the class who's too smart for his own good.
But I ain't Mother Nature. Home isn't always where you're from, sweet Caroline. All I've been given cost too much to make it mine. But I ain't Mother Nature.
Truckee Brothers basked in the glory of selling out shows at Shane McGowan's Boogaloo Club, received recognition from various radio stations, including the BBC and Radio London, and the press raved about their invigorating performances, claiming the Truckee Brothers cracked the landscape of our world and we saw the light. band earned airplay on KCRW, Indy 103.1 in L.A., 91X and 94.9 in San Diego, as well as college and online stations. Been heard featured in shows on MTV, written the film score for the indie Polly Esther, toured the U.S. and U.K., and earned nomination for Best Rock Band at their hometown awards. Brothers are forging ahead with the bona fide endorsement of cats like the late Buddy Blue of the Beat Farmers and Mike Watt of Minuteman Stooges fame, who has been spinning the TBs on his radio show. Their new album, Double Happiness, was released by Populux Records on May 8th of this year.
In a negative parallel universe, the Truckee Brothers would be the evil Everly Brothers. In the Truckee Brothers world, the smash hit, Wake Up, You Little Floozy,
Wake Up, You Little Floozy, Wake Up,
would be squarely aimed at the girl who solicitously drank all their Becherovka, fell asleep in their back seat, and wouldn't stumble from the drive-in until they found her some more.
Where's my drink? Where's my drink?
Not to say that the Truckees are without conscience.
Oh, we're good, actually.
But they keep all their chicken-hearted hesitations locked in the shotgun shack. Gathering dust. There's nothing typical about the Truckee Brothers. Their twisted twin lead vocals,
We are the Scorpions! We'll wreck you tonight!
Propelled by their ragged rhythm section, spits out a sound of dirty art pop. Garbage disposal tunes laced with guitar and keyboard hooks. Trip from their fried fingers. It's catchy, it's odd, and more than that, their chemistry and enthusiasm is contagious. Radio has caught the TB bug.
I need some penicillin.
Like a Burt Bacharach song, swallowing Nick Cave's bad seed. Already wowing audiences of five people,
wow,
and more. The TB's lineup scored and produced the soundtrack for the award-winning script for the short film. The TB's are now working with the film's director on a mini-movie for
I'm
the song.
I'm working with you again!
Whose script is inspired by the work of the photographer Ouija.
Not to be confused with the board game.
In their alternate lives, the Truckee Brothers have dirtied the stage along with such folks as Cracker, Oasis, Cake, Big Chestnut, Juliana Hatfield, Smithereens, J. Bennett Wilco, Elliot Smith, Willie Nelson, and B.B. King, not to mention many, many more. They've even produced other artists if they could tear themselves away from their Atari and Benny Hill DVDs long enough to get the job done.
Done.
Besides needing a strong antibiotic regimen with large doses of B vitamins, the TBs will spend the rest of 2004
taking
their show on the road.
I hate being on the road. It's boring.
And working on their fervent, full-girth follow-up to be released on Populux Records, featuring
songs.
So what about this contest? Simple. Go to averagejoeradio.blogspot.com or subscribe in iTunes to Average Joe Radio. Take a look at the Song of the Day, which comes out every day that there isn't a full episode of Average Joe Radio. Look at the album art for the Song of the Day. If you can't view it in your portable media player, or you're not using iTunes or Windows Media Player or Real Player or Winamp or one of the many desktop applications that will play podcasts, well, then you can look at the album art in each individual post at averagejoeradio.blogspot.com. Look closely at this album art. There's something in common. It's all linked. They've all got it. One specific thing in common. Tell me what that is. Email me at averagejoe.blogs@gmail.com. Call me at 206-600-4JOE. Or leave a voicemail on the site using the audio player in the left sidebar. Let me know what you think the album art all has in common. So what can you win? Great music. I've got two CDs from this week's artist, the Truckee Brothers. I have two CDs from next week's artist, Dead Rock West. I'll have one CD from Mike Errico, and I'll have two free CD downloads from William Brooks. All you have to do to win is be one of seven people to properly identify what the album art for the Song of the Day episodes has in common. This contest will run the entire month of July, with the winners to be announced in a very special Average Joe Radio episode on or about July 31st, 2007. So send me your entries today. Don't waste your time. There's only seven winners. You gotta be one of the first seven. And you know, there's more reason to send your entries. These great artists are supporting this episode, and they're giving you free music. You gotta show them that you appreciate that. If you ever want these artists to continue this kind of support in the future, you've got to show you appreciate that by sending in your entries, winning some of their music. And you know, if you hear something you like and you can't win, hop over to averagejoeradio.blogspot.com. You'll find a link where you can go and buy this music online for yourself. Having said all that, it's about time to wrap this episode up. I want to thank the Truckee Brothers. I want to thank Jim Marcunas of Gorgeous PR and Populix Records for their support, for providing the music, and for providing the giveaway CDs, as I want to thank all of the artists that are going to be featured this coming month. Now, we're going to go out with the Truckee Brothers and their nice little mellow, relaxing tune, Bon Voyage.
I can see her holding back your eyes. I can see her guessing my surprise. I can see her waving me